With these marvelous readings, we stand in the threshold of the Year of Mercy, facing the door which is to be opened tomorrow morning, a door inviting us to a year of mercy, to a year not only of receiving mercy, but being God's compassion for one another. A year in which we can bring to birth that which is described in today's first reading. That new world, that place of nourishment, of flowing water, and of the end of the threats of the wilderness, to embrace people in the love and mercy of God. And the Gospel gives us such a wonderful example of that compassion and that mercy. The man's friends did everything they could for him to find healing in the presence of Christ. Such an opposite from our society, where I am number one and I will do anything so that I can come out on top. Here the friends did everything they could so that their friend could be healed, could encounter the mercy of Jesus. And yes, their friend was broken. He was hurting, but they did everything they could to bring him to the mercy of Jesus, to the presence of Christ who forgives. And that is often within the church a bit of a struggle. Do we carry people to the mercy of Christ, or deny them the mercy of Christ because they are broken and hurting and needing forgiveness? We need to face ourselves with that question, because there is a tendency within us to be condemnatory of those who are broken and hurt. And that condemnation shares with the general culture of me being number one, of needing to feel superior, better, or even closer to God than others, to find some perverse satisfaction in our perfection and in the imperfection of others. The example of the Gospel is that those who are more whole must carry those who are broken by every single means possible into the presence of Christ, to receive the fullness of healing and mercy. The once broken came out more healed than the perfect friends, the physically perfect friends, who brought him to Christ. And when we see that healing taking root in the broken around us, then we too receive the hope that that same mercy, that same compassion is at work in us, bringing the good to perfection and constantly challenging us to lift up the broken, to lift up the sinful, and by any means possible bring them into the presence of Christ. And with that, we become the source of flowing water. We become the nourishment to others. We turn from being jackals and wild things in the wilderness to being the way to Christ. And so let us embrace this invitation at the beginning of the year, on the threshold of the Year of Mercy. And as the door opens in the wall of the church, let us do everything possible to carry one another into the presence of Christ. Amen.